The light of God is shining again, dispelling the darkness in the hearts of men, turning their night season into their morning, converting their wilderness places into blossoming gardens, and their arid lands into gushing brooks of living waters. This is the day of the manifestation of the sons of the living God. And for this cause, the Lord is pouring out His mighty Spirit upon all flesh, causing them to see dreams and visions, and giving them a crystal clear understanding of the mystery of the ages, which is the Christ in you. This recording is a message from Trevor Igaga, an anointed servant of God, called to preach the sacred mystery of Christ and to unveil His glorious realm of unconditional love and bliss before all men. As you embrace this message from on high, receive hundredfold restoration of everything that the caterpillar and the conker worm have devoured in your precious life. Let your health speed forth speedily, and the joy of your salvation overflow like great torrents of water. For more free messages, do visit our website at www.sunrayministry.org or contact us on info@sunrayministry.org. May the God of peace and love keep you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. This was the charge of Jesus to His disciples. You see this in the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, which is actually a sermon for those who have God's kingdom. Jesus was sitting on a mountaintop, on an elevated place, as He opened His mouth to speak those words which we call the Beatitudes today. The highly spiritual words which can be actually comprehended by those who will tune their ears to listen to what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Praise God. We are spiritual people, and God has given us His Spirit so that we can be able to communicate with Him. See, the Spirit of God within man is like that connection, that link back into the heart of the Father, causing us to become enlightened, aware of the will of God for our lives. Praise God. And we know that His ultimate will for us is that we have perfect peace, joy, fulfillment in all things. Like it is written, we have promises for this present age and promises for the ages to come. Praise God. Promises of life. Promises of goodness, joy, peace. Promises of prosperity in all things. Hallelujah. Praise God. So be ye perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. And that word has come to us today again. We who are the members of the body of Christ. Be ye perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. God is calling His sons into a higher life. Because we are discovering that perfection is not about being more religious. Perfection is not about being, you know, more morally inclined as we see in this world today. Perfection has got to do with a divine life. It has got to do with life that pertains to God. Because we know that today We have been called to be partakers of the divine life of God, praise God, through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. We partake of that divine life. See, it's the life of the incorruptible, immortal, you know, Son of God, who is actually one with God. Praise God. Through the tools made available to us by the gospel, we can now begin to live that divine life. And as we live that life, we escape the great tribulation, sorrow that encompasses this world that we live in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be perfect as your Father is perfect. It's a charge to the saints to begin a walk in God, a walk in the Spirit. Praise God. This is synonymous with repentance. When we hear repentance, repent, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand, it's actually speaking about a new walk. Change the way you walk and begin to put on the nature of your Father. Praise God. Put on the nature of God, your Father. Praise God. Herein lies your salvation, to rediscover yourself fully in the nature of God. That is your salvation. Praise God. Because along with that nature comes the unlimited faith that you seek, the all power. Along with this, you know, with that nature comes your ability to escape the many hurts and pains, the hates, the corruptible nature, the weak, fleshy nature. You can escape it and begin to walk in that experience of love. Now, you know, I know over the years, many people have struggled on how can I love, how can I forgive, how can I truly walk this walk of love? Today, God is saying, be perfect as I am perfect. It is a walk by faith. Praise God. A walk by faith. And you see, when you see a child learning to walk, or a child growing, it starts first of all by crawling. And when you, even when it starts crawling, it's not even perfected. It's not perfect at once. And from that stage of crawling, the child now begins to seek to stand, holding on some kind of support or something. And from there, this child now seeks to walk. And of course, it's not just smooth all the way. Initially, this child might stumble. This child might, you know, he might walk in a distorted manner. Things, it might not look, you know, that is initially, but with practice and continuity, eventually this child begins to walk. Praise God. That is how it is in the things of the Spirit. Praise God. We are born anew into God's kingdom. See, after having heard the gospel, and you know, as children, babes, we at times need to exercise ourselves to walk in the Spirit, to walk in the realm of the Father, to walk by faith in the New Jerusalem, in God's kingdom. Because God's kingdom, like I've always told you, is present. His world is present. And today we have an open door into God's kingdom, but it's all about, you know, exercising ourselves in the mystery of Christ, exercising ourselves in the mystery of divinity. That is how we can actually enter in and realistically partake of this life that is present to all men today. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul says that when we are children, we spoke as children. Isn't it? We walk as children. And you know, when we grow into adults, we leave the childish things. And I want us to understand that the childish things are the things that pertain to humanity, pertains to life in the flesh. pertains to life, you know, that we walked in ignorance in times past. That is what childishness is all about. Amen. Childishness has got to do with walking in mortality as children. And God says, the time comes for us to go into maturity. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, one of letters, Paul's letters to the Corinthians, Paul discovered that they still had jealousies, they still had, you know, competitions among themselves, they still had divisions among themselves. And Paul was trying to say that they are still like children. Because God is not divided. In God there is no competition. In God there is no jealousy. In God there is no rage. In God there is no bitterness. See, God is love. Praise God. And love is liberty in the spirit. Praise God. And along with this love and liberty comes the joy of your salvation. You begin to experience the realms of God. You begin to experience that place. Oh, hallelujah. Where the vulture's eyes have not seen. You begin to experience that place where the wild beasts are not trodden upon. You begin to experience the path of holiness. Praise God, God's word. And it's present right now. Hallelujah. Now, without wasting much time, remember that the theme of this message is be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Praise God, which means move on to a higher life, the life of the Spirit. Begin to walk in that life by faith, leaving aside the things of this world. Praise God. Now, this was exactly the same calling of Abraham. Abraham, at the age of 75, he received a call. And the call of Abraham, we see this in Genesis chapter 12. I'll just read this briefly. These are things that we know, but you know, we might want to refresh ourselves in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. These things comes back, pressed down, shaking, and it comes back to us to refresh us, to remind us as we go about our daily business in this world. Praise God. It reminds us, it strengthens us. It comes like manna from heaven, meat from heaven, to strengthen us in the inner man of the spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Genesis chapter 12. Now, the Lord had said unto Abraham, that's Abraham, Abraham was called Abraham initially, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless thee, I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Praise God. Now, this is the same call to every man today. See, you must understand the communication of the Father. It is deep that is calling unto deep today. And if you cannot be still, praise God, be still, you know, get your mind off the problems, the deaths, the family problems, the health problems. These are problems that you have in the outer darkness, in the outer world. Be still once and just concentrate on the light. Concentrate on the voice of the Father. Let the Father speak to you. The Father will speak to you. Open your ears to hear the voice of the Father. His voice will come like thunder. to erase those mountains in your life. His voice will come to gather you out of the darkness of this world, praise God, unto himself. That's what his voice will do. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. His voice is to deliver you from the pit, from your many, many problems, your many, many tribulations. Praise God, that's what his voice is out here to do. Praise God, hallelujah. So Abraham receives, hears the voice of God. And this is the voice today that's reaching out to every man out there. That voice is saying, leave the world. Come out from among them, my people. Come out from among them. Come out from the darkness that is in this world, in this age. Come out from among them. Praise God. It is an awakening into a higher life. Praise God. But Abraham left his kingdom, right? He left the people, he left everything. And of course, we know that the promise that God promised Abraham was all tied to the seed. Meaning Abraham had to give birth, Abraham's wife Sarah had to give birth to a child. Because the promises rested with the seed of Abraham. Praise God, the promises of fruitfulness, of greatness, blessings, seed, and all that rested with the seed of Abraham. And now we had a problem. Abraham's wife was barren. Abraham's wife was barren. So how could this promise come to pass? How could this promise come to pass? Because Abraham's wife was barren. Praise God. And of course, they went around in circles for more than 24 years. Abraham's wife was still barren. Something was missing somewhere. And there's no difference, you know, for us today, because today the promise rests in the seed of Christ. See, the promise will rest in the Christ within. That's why Paul says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, you have to birth the Christ in you. This is the prayer of Paul in his message, is that you birth Christ. You bring forth the Christ. Praise God. That you birth the child of God. Because it is the child of God that walks in through the gates of the New Jerusalem. It is the child of God that inherits Eden. It is the child of God, which is the Christ, that actually inherits the throne of the Father. It is the Christ within, which is the seed within, that inherits that fruitfulness represented by Eden. So many people have heard messages over the years, many have sought the promise for over the years, and very few have actually been able to enter in and experience the marvelous kingdom of God. That was a key that was missing. Praise God. Many people are unable to break forth to experiencing this new life. Many have heard these messages, they've been to revivals, they've been to meetings. Many have done things again and again, but very few, or just a handful over the ages, seem to actually enter into experience paradise. So there's something that is missing, and God is showing us the key here. Praise God, you just turn quickly to the book of Genesis chapter 17. Remember that these same things apply to us. Praise God. Abraham had to leave his country physically, but today we are leaving Babylon, we are leaving the world, spiritually speaking. Our migration is in a spiritual sense. We are leaving the terrestrial, we are leaving the earthly, we are leaving the mortal. Praise God. For that which is real, that which is eternal, that which is spirit. Praise God. So without wasting time, we're going to read Genesis chapter 17. After many years of fruitfulness, the Lord meets with Abraham again. And when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant with thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I'll make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I'll make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed forever. Praise God. And I shall give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger. Praise God. All the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Praise God. Now let's stop here. I don't want to go too far. Now the Lord meets with Abraham 24 years after the first calling. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Doesn't this tell you that you shouldn't give up hope? Doesn't this tell you that God has not forgotten you? Doesn't this tell you that no matter how barren your situation may look, God can still turn that thing around? Only if you can tune your ears to hear again. See it? That communication of God unto Abraham is deep, that is calling unto deep. It is deep inner communication of the Spirit. It is the Father speaking to you. It is the Lord thundering and reasoning unto you. Be thou perfect. Walk before me and be perfect. I am the Almighty God. Praise God. Now that Almighty God, you see in the book of Revelation, he appears again as the Alpha and the Omega. When he says, I am the Almighty. In the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse, you see it all over. I'm the Almighty. See, I'm going to let us understand that perfection belongs to God. That is why Jesus Christ will say, call no man good. Don't even call me good as a man. Don't call Jesus good. Because Jesus Christ never came to preach his humanity. Rather, he came to preach the Christ. He came to preach an identity that has been in God from the beginning. Praise God. And that identity which we call the Christ in you is the promise. Every man must rediscover that nature that he has lost to the darkness of this world. This world represents darkness, represents outer darkness. The life we've lived in the flesh profits nothing. It's all a chasing after the wind, and it can only bring sorrow and tribulation. Praise God, but thank God for the keys of the kingdom. Thank God for the words of the Father. Praise God, the voice of the Father comes like the trumpet of God. Any man who can hear this voice will rediscover that glorious life in God. Abraham, walk before me and be perfect, and I will give you that promise that you are seeking. Isn't it wonderful? I will give you that promise that you seek. Just walk before me and be perfect. It's a call to a higher life. The life of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's a call to maturity in the faith. Leaving aside religiosity, leaving aside the elements, the beggarly elements of the world. Paul says, let us leave the elementary things in his letter to the Hebrews. Leave the elementary things. Many people are still stuck on the elementary things. Stuck on the elementary things of the faith. On doctrines. Religious moral laws. Traditional religions. Things that have even spread into end time circles and whatever. It's all religion. Leave that dimension and begin to walk before the face of God. Walk before that invisible presence. Walk in perfection. Leaving the elementary things of men. And entering into perfection. Christ is perfect. The man of the Spirit is perfect. The man of the Spirit is not of this world. Like Jesus Christ will say, I am not of this world. Neither is the man of the Spirit of this world. We are called into a higher life. And it starts today as you hear the voice of your Father saying, walk before me and be perfect. Walk by faith as the Son of God. Leaving aside the life in the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. Praise God. Exercise yourself in the Spirit. Paul says, exercise yourself in godliness. Exercise yourself in godliness means exercising yourself in the mind of the Spirit. Exercising yourself in the Lord who is from eternity. It will mean an abandonment of the old identity to lay hold on the new. Newness of life has come today, brethren. We can walk in the name of the Lord today. Praise God. By faith, walk in that new name. You see, immediately after he says, I'll give you a new name, Abraham's name must change. Do you know, as you begin to receive this message, your name is changed and you become a father of many nations? And there is only one Father. You know that? You know Jesus Christ said, call no man Father. There is only one Father, which is God. So you can see that in shadows, God is revealing to us that we all have to, by faith, walk in the identity of the Father. Walk in the identity of God. Walk in newness of life. Praise God. This is our calling. We do this by faith. Having heard the voice of the Father today, admonishing his sons to awake from the dead and walk in newness of life, walk in the Spirit. All things are passed away. All things are new. Behold, I walk as the man of the Spirit. I walk in that new name. In the name of the Father. Father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And out of you will come out kings. You will birth the King, which is the Christ. You will explore the realm of Eden, which is the only realm where you discover fruitfulness. True joy, peace, gladness is by walking by faith in the Spirit. The Lord strengthen you. Praise God. The Lord strengthen you. Hallelujah. And keep you. No matter how many failures you've had in the past, God is not interested. The past is the past. You can't go back to recollect the past. But as you hear the voice today, walk by faith in this perfection in the name of the Father. Walk in the Alpha and the Omega. I am the Almighty God. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Walk in that name. Praise God. Shortly after the womb of Sarah that was dead was quickened so that she could bring forth the son Isaac, which is an allegory of the seed. Praise God. Today, that womb that seemed to have been sealed, you've had an unfruitful walk in the Lord. You have not truly experienced that thing you are seeking for. You can experience it right now as you walk by faith. It becomes a reality for you as you walk by faith. This is the promise of God. Walk before me and be perfect. Perfection has come. Perfection has come. Praise God. And the perfection comes by faith as you walk in this reality. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you wake up in the morning, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Look at whatever problem you might have and thank God that all is taken care of as you walk this new walk by faith. Praise God. Walking in love, in the liberty of the Spirit. Knowing no man after the flesh. Praise God. Living all that is of this age to walk before the Almighty God. Praise God. Abraham shows this thing practically in the next chapter, in Genesis chapter 18, when you see how Abraham humbles himself to become a servant of the Lord. Praise God. Abraham had exercised his eyes now to begin to behold the Lord of the whole earth. In Genesis chapter 18, it says that Abraham was sitting at the door of the tent of his tent. Who speaks about a mode of meditation. And suddenly, Abraham looks up and beholds three men. And he could discern that those three men represent the Lord. He bowed down. He worshipped them. And he served them. And while serving them, the word from the Lord came unto him, saying, next year, your wife will be with a child. If you lift up your eyes today like Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, you will begin to behold the Lord in all and through all. And you begin to reverence that presence. You begin to worship that presence. That is why it says, the least you do unto them, you do unto me. Praise God. If you want to see God, you first of all open your eyes to see Him in all men. And you begin to become a servant, honoring the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Praise God. And you begin to experience fruitfulness, a new world. No more hurts, no more pains, no more bitterness. All things are passed away. Healing in all aspects of your life. Healing in your heart. No more pain, no more sorrows. As you rediscover a new realm, the fruitful land of paradise. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Awakening to new life in the Father. This is the call for this hour. God bless you. Amen. Thank you.
Jesus.